Joe's mum-in-law suffers from Alzheimer's, is being cared for at the Joymount home in Carrickfergus, which is one of those under threat. He's been talking to our reporter, Lisa McAllister.
Margaret is currently in Joymount care home. She's been there for the last year or so. And it's only recently that we've since learned that the care home was going to be closing its doors, you know, permanently.
What does Margaret suffer from?
Margaret suffers from Alzheimer's. She has done since the last sort of 7 years or so, but it's only recently that it's got to the stage now where she needs that extra help.
You say that she's been in there for a year. Has it helped with her condition?
Certainly it has. The staff are absolutely fantastic, you know. They really go beyond that threshold in terms of their normal jobs. They'll take them out to the local town. And also, it's even things like staff buying residents ice cream. You know, they don't have to do that. But it's that sort of service, you know, that really stands Joymount out, you know.
And you and your wife really appreciate that, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. The staff there know us by our first name and that, you know, and say the staff are absolutely exceptional. I would go as far as calling them angels. So, you know, that's how strongly I feel about them, you know.
Those familiar faces and the familiar environment and the routine, that's all very important for people with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, of course it is, yes. Again, when they initially arrive at the home, it's a big upheaval. So it is, you know. But then through time, they tend to settle down and that, you know. And especially in Margaret's case there, she likes a good laugh and that, you know. And when she sees people that she's familiar with, you know, she absolutely has a ball there, really. You know?
The news then that the trust proposes to close all of its residential homes in the coming years, was that a blow to you and your family?
It's devastating. It really is. I mean, I'm sitting here and I can feel tears come to my eyes. You know, I feel so strongly about it, you know. I know what's going to happen, you know, in terms of Margaret's going to be, you know, really upset, etc. But, you know, I'm also concerned about the rest of the people there, you know. I mean, I see staff and they're in absolute floods of tears.
Are you worried about how it will affect Margaret?
I am, yes. There's no doubt about it that this is going to affect her health, you know. I mean, our basic human right, Article 8 there, you know, right to family life, that's going to be taken away from her, you know. Her husband mentioned there of, you know, places like Cushing Dun, etc. But that's 40 miles from here. There's no way could I get there, you know, each day. It's asking for too much, really. So it is, you know.
There is also a financial aspect to it. I realise that it's Margaret's welfare is your priority at the moment. But she clearly can't be cared for in the home, so she would have to go into private nursing care.
Yes, that's correct. I have been made aware now there are top-up fees and that, but that can be as much as £350. I'm not too sure whether that's weekly or monthly, but, you know, they're asking, obviously, for the families to pay that up, you know, and really, to be honest with you, there's no way could I afford that, you know.
It sounds to me like Margaret's very much central to your family life. So when the rumour started that Joymount was going to close, or that the trust homes may close, it must be a worrying time for you.
It is, certainly. I've been made aware now that this hasn't just occurred. It's really sort of started about 18 months ago. I mean, recently I filled in a questionnaire there, asking me for my opinions and that, you know, and I spent hours on it, you know. But it seems to me that, you know, there's no consideration at all, you know.
What would you say to the trust today? This is obviously going out for consultation. What would you want them to hear from your family today?
I really want them to sit down, listen to me, and just, you know, it's back to basics here. Care for the elderly. You know, it's all about respecting that. As regards to money, set that aside. You know, money can be saved elsewhere, you know, but it's really, you know, someday it could be you, you know. So really, you know, as soon as you go down that route of changing things in terms of closing care homes down, you can't get that back. You can't get the staff back. So once it's gone, it's gone.